Buffy Burns, PhD, The Scientific Illustrator Roommate. Written by writer Lethogica and read by Litra. A Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Marvel Comics, Captain America fanfic. With the pairing Bucky Barnes, Sam Wilson. Rated mature. Summary. Sam decides to take a break from the Avengers business after Age of Ultron. He puts out an ad for a roommate on Craigslist for his new apartment in Delacroix. He gets one response from a Dr. Buffy Barnes. I'm The man who was totally Bucky Barnes started to say in a very thick Romanian accent. Panic in his eyes as he realized his mistake. Fee. I'm Buffy. Sam had decided to take a break from the superhero game. He had just helped Steve with a particularly insane mission, involving putting down a hive mind of robots under the command of Ultron. This sentient artificial life Stark had made, Sam assumed, because he could. And Sam thought, after saving the world from a robot invasion, after Sarkovia was fucked over by something that could have been easily avoided, Sam deserved a little downtime. So, Sam was taking a little sabbatical from Avengers business, which included both random weird missions and keeping tabs on a certain vagabond ex-brainwashed assassin backpacking across Europe to find himself like a college student who lucked into a study abroad program. Sam hadn't made a move to actually talk to the guy, but Sam always spotted Bucky in whatever city he went to, and waved at the guy, which always seemed to surprise the fuck out of Bucky. Like Sam Wilson couldn't find a man whose best disguise was a baseball cap in Krakow, in Lyon, in Porto, in Belgrade. Please. Dude sucked at hiding. It was, however, an extreme delight to find out that once Sam had told Steve and Nat that he was going to take a break on the channel that Sam knew Bucky listened in on, that he now found Bucky poorly disguised before him, pretending to be... Buffy, said Sam curiously. Like the vampire slayer? Bucky frowned in confusion. Yes, said Bucky, definitely not understanding the reference. Sam didn't even know how Bucky got into the country, probably the same way he got out. Sam honestly didn't even care. The terrible blonde wig, the nondescript glasses, the button-down and gloves that made zero sense in Delacroix, Louisiana. Sam was having a time with this, trying not to buzz too delightfully at the thought that the first and seemingly only person to answer Sam's Craigslist ad for a roommate was Bucky fucking Barnes in disguise. Sam wondered if that was because Delacroix was such a small community. Sam wondered if it was because Bucky did something so that he was the only person who could respond. Again, Sam didn't care. This was an Oscar performance worthy of a Razzie, and Sam was honored to be here with front row seats to it. Buffy? Said Sam, waiting to see what the hell the last name was going to be. Burns, said Bucky, nodding like he was the cleverest man in the world. Buffy Burns. Buffy Burns? Asked Sam, making sure that was his final answer. Buffy Burns, said Bucky, very proud. Sam didn't laugh. Okay, maybe he giggled. Not hard, though. What do you do, Mr. Burns? Asked Sam, very curious about that. Dr. Burns, actually. And I'm a scientific illustrator, said Bucky, more genuine, more relaxed, leaning over to the suitcase Bucky randomly acquired, pulling out... Oh, wow. Gorgeous drawings of birds. Downy woodpeckers and American goldfish and... and American goldfinches and tufted titmice and eastern bluebirds, pages upon pages of birds, sitting, bathing, taking flight, every angle, all meticulous, with specific notes about the birds, their wings, their habits. Sam had known Bucky sketched, known from Steve that Bucky was taking classes at the same art school Steve was, back before the war. But Steve sucked at art. Truly, it was a wonder how he got into art school. Sam had assumed it was the same for Bucky, too, though he didn't know why he assumed that after looking at this art. "I specialize in ornithological scientific illustration, to be exact," explained Bucky, allowing Sam to look through his art. "I got a grant recently by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to work on new illustrations on the peregrine falcons in the area."
Oh, cool,
said Sam, definitely not reacting to that, not feeling his face heat up at the thought of Bucky studying falcons. "So, you need a roommate?" Bucky smirked. "I thought you were the one who needed a roommate," said Bucky, fucking winking. "Like the vampire slayer?" said Sarah, definitely trying not to laugh as she grabbed the net from Sam, redoing all the work Sam had done.
I just
did those," said Sam indignantly. "Yeah, poorly," said Sarah, snorting. "I made that joke too, to Bucky, but dude definitely didn't get the reference," said Sam. "I don't know if I'll try to show it to him, though. It's like, on the one hand, a pivotal show, but on the other hand, Joss Whedon." Sarah nodded understandably. "I can't believe you're letting him be your roommate. You do realize he is a potentially brainwashed assassin who could take you out at any moment, right? Just because he's got big doe eyes and a terrible wig on now doesn't mean he's any less deadly," said Sarah, definitely doing a better job at the net. Sam understood the frown she had. That was the, "this man grabbed the steering wheel out of Sam's car and caused her brother to get into a terrible car wreck," frown. A, "this man ripped a wing off of the dangerous prototype falcon wings her adrenaline junkie of a brother loved and tossed him off a helicarrier," frown. All normal reactions to the situation. Sam wasn't sure why he wasn't having the same reactions. Probably because there had been way too many times where he'd scared the shit out of an unsuspecting winter soldier buying plums from a market, or going to a statue garden, or drinking a flat white at a local corner cafe to actually find the man as terrifying as he might have first been to Sam. "Eh, I can take him," said Sam, starting to help Sarah on another part of the net. Seeing Sarah eye Sam's work like she would have to redo that section too. "Did you not see the videos? His weakness is flying air kicks." Sarah rolled her eyes. "Is he really going to AJ and Cass's schools to give a talk about birds later this year?" asked Sarah. "He's not doing that because of you, right?" "Oh, as for many things the surprisingly himbo-esque Bucky Barnes does, he seems to have no clue that this was a thing he was supposed to be doing until he got a call from the St. Bernard Parish School District," said Sam, snickering, thinking back to when Bucky flailed off the couch as his extremely suspicious burner phone rang. "Apparently part of the grant requirements is working with SBPSD to create a series of talks about ornithology, the native birds of Louisiana, and what it's like to be a scientific illustrator. I don't think Bucky even understood that he had to talk to anyone for the grant. So this was a treat to watch. You should have seen his genuine panic. When Bucky had moved in a week ago with basically the clothes on his back and a poorly constructed backstory, Sam honestly didn't expect to have this much fun already. Helping a desperate Bucky trying to get ready for a series of school lectures for students at a variety of grade levels was some of the most fun Sam had had in years. How long had it been since Sam had this much fun? "The Winter Soldier panicking is a treat to you," said Sarah, shaking her head. You are a thrill-seeker to your very core, Sam. Sam laughed. Thinking about Bucky pulling out a giant whiteboard from nowhere and scrambling out ideas, the board becoming as chaotic as a murder board as Sam looked up examples of lessons for preschoolers, pre-K to kindergartners, first through third graders, fourth through fifth, middle schoolers, freshman to sophomore, and junior to senior, and how Bucky could shape his knowledge to understandable and fun projects and lectures for all the different grade levels, since AJ was in preschool and Cass was in kindergarten, well, they were going to be part of the first batch of guinea pigs as Bucky tested his public speaking skills. Sam had no clue if Bucky would actually do well, despite the preparations, but he hoped Bucky would. I don't know if I'm that much of a thrill seeker, said Sam, shrugging. I think you're overestimating how intimidating a slowly recovering Bucky Barnes is. Buffy Burns, PhD. Sarah and Sam both giggled at that one. Or maybe he just likes you, said Sarah, finishing the net. Danger always loved you. It did with Riley. It did with Steve. Sam snorted. Please. Steve and I, we were... Sam started, but then Sarah gave him that, I'm your sister, and I, unfortunately, know you too well. Look. Sam folding as he corrected. Okay, maybe a date or two. Dude didn't stay for breakfast, though. And then I was off, following the most dangerous man alive around Europe. The man who followed you back home when you decided you need a break from the world, too, said Sarah. You're overthinking it, said Sam, trying not to understand what Sarah was getting at. What the fuck? Said Sam, walking a few steps away from the door once he saw the giant bird that was on Bucky's arm. What? Said Bucky, still in that terrible wig. I thought you liked falcons. Bucky goddamn laughed. Bucky had been living with Sam for about 2 months, and he was still surprising Sam with the most random things. I usually don't encounter them randomly in my living room, said Sam, poking his head back in to see... Yup, that was a peregrine falcon with a little cast on one of her legs, and Bucky was using one of those large and thick gloves to let it hang out on his arm. How did you even get that in here? Is this legal? Relax, I'm a licensed falconer, said Bucky, like that made it better. Come on in, Red Wing's a sweetheart. Sam let out a laugh, more as a surprise than anything. Red Wing? Said Sam. What? Said Bucky, as if he definitely didn't know that was the name of Sam's drone. Doesn't she look like a Red Wing to you? Sam inched into the doorway, then, after taking a big breath, walked inside. Sitting next to Bucky, the Falcon kept her gaze on Sam, curiously. She was beautiful. Big, loving brown eyes, black feathers on the back, white stomach with a dusting of black. She favored her injured foot, which made sense. Red Wing flapped her wings without actually moving off of Bucky. Bucky bringing Red Wing slowly closer to Sam before Red Wing began cuddling Sam. Okay. So, Sam loved Red Wing now. See? She likes you, Bucky said. See? She likes you, Bucky said softly. Watching Sam getting cuddled by this bird of prey, Dr. Buffy Barnes let into their home. Did you actually buy her? Asked Sam curiously. Is that legal? No, she's from the nonprofit rescue I've been helping out, the one who aids injured animals, said Bucky, because Bucky did that now. Along with working part-time at a shelter. Who knew the man was an animal lover? I'll be returning her back to the rescue. But since she seems to be a falcon who had been a falconer falcon before some asshole left her in the woods to die, well, I suggested I take care of her as she recovers, since the injuries aren't too bad and I had the room. They're overcrowded as it is there. So, Sam said, trying not to grin, you just acquired us a third roommate? Bucky shrugged, grinning from ear to ear. Only for maybe a few months, but yeah. You think the schools will let me bring her in for the presentations? Asked Bucky. I hope so, said Sam, unable to stop himself from smiling back. Sam looked around at the faces of the gawking parents, the slightly horrified teachers, and the ecstatic preschoolers, as Red Wing soared in the elementary school field that Delacroix Elementary so graciously allowed Bucky to borrow for his presentation. Red Wing doing tricks in the air. This has nothing to do with scientific illustration, whispered Sarah, who seemed as into this as Sam was, not sounding all that mad. How the fuck does Bucky know how to do falconry? I have no idea how Buffy knows how to do falconry, said Sam, watching how excitedly Bucky was talking about peregrine falcons, knowing full well that all the kids' attentions were on Red Wing. Sam wondering if falconry was a thing Bucky picked up on his finding himself vacation, or something left there from the Winter Soldier, something he was reclaiming for himself. And for your information, he's going to have the students draw Red Wing later. Little sketches. It's going to be very cute. You're going home with a stick figure falcon from AJ. Sarah snorted. Sounds fridge art-worthy, said Sarah. Sam, watching as Bucky let Red Wing land on his gloved arm, the kids cheering as they all went to mob him and check out the bird, Bucky explaining to the students that they needed to be careful that Red Wing was a bird of prey. Stay a few yards away, sit down with the notebooks Bucky brought for them all, and the pencils, and get ready to sketch. Sarah saw the gesture that meant that it was Sam's time to come over and help. Looks like he needs you. Duty calls, said Sam, wandering over, putting on the spare falconer glove, smiling as he got to Bucky. Sam's arm service, how may I assist you? Bucky smiled. You remember how I showed you, right? Asked Bucky, double-checking Sam's position before letting Red Wing hop onto Sam's arm. Like I don't do this all the time, said Sam, smiling lightly as he gazed at Red Wing. He spent a surprisingly large amount of time at home with the bird. She was calming, an oddly relaxing presence, despite her supposedly dangerous disposition. Much like a certain Buffy Burns, Ph.D. And much like she was doing right now, Red Wing always liked to cuddle. Sam heard the preschoolers awing at the sight. She does love you, said Bucky, taking Sam in for a moment before turning his attention back to the preschoolers. Now, who wants to draw a falcon cuddling the falcon? Buffy? Said Sam, watching two scrabbling lumps wandering around under Bucky's shirt. What's going on under there? Sam was having one of his daily cuddle sessions with Red Wing. It had been a long day, with a lot of annoying assholes being dicks to Wilson Family Seafood, as he and Sarah tried to prove that they had certain licenses. They clearly already had, and whoever reported them for not having those licenses was a liar. Sam just wanted to have an easy night with his lovable falcon and his very strange ex-assassin posing as a bespectacled blonde wearing too many clothes. Core day every day, said Bucky automatically, the lumps meowing and grumbling, a cat butt squishing itself out of Bucky's collar, a stubby tail waggling before Bucky casually shoved the butt back inside his shirt. I'm so glad you recognize the effort. Sam placed Red Wing back on her temporary kennel, walking over to Bucky as he took off the falconer's glove, seeing a fluffy kitten head popping out of the bottom of Bucky's shirt, the blue eyes of the kitten staring big and curious up at Sam, the head letting out a fascinated meow. Sam helped the cats out, seeing one full white cat and the other with little black spots. Sam's apartment was becoming a zoo because of Bucky Barnes. Sam loved it. I love kittens, said Sam, holding the kittens close, feeling them purr. What are their names? Are they from the shelter? They're from the shelter, said Bucky, excitement taking over. They were so alone and they looked like they needed a home, and I know someone probably could have taken them, but the two just spoke to me. I'm sorry, I should have asked you first. No, I love them. They're so sweet, said Sam. The white cat wriggling to right herself, beginning her climb up Sam before settling on his head. Sam snorted. She's a climber, huh? Bucky beamed. Yeah, I call her Alpine. And she's Figaro, because she... The spotted cat wailed longingly, meowing a sad yet besotted siren song for the white cat. The white cat scrabbled down to settle next to Figaro once more. Meows like that whenever Alpine leaves her, said Bucky, the two of them watching lovingly as the kittens curled up with each other in Sam's arms. Figaro. You know, this apartment complex was technically a no-pets building, right? Said Sam, grinning down at the two cats. Feeling much better. The presence of the kittens, just what Sam needed, in addition to Redwing's cuddles. How did you even convince the landlord to let us keep Redwing? Don't worry about that, said Bucky, a twinkle in his eyes and a shady crack of his knuckles. I have my ways. Sam sat on the floor, hating how the air conditioning had died on them, wondering if the fan was actually doing anything. If he should really let the kittens lay on him as he rested on the ground, petting Alpine and Figaro as he watched Bucky sketching Redwing. Bucky had foregone the wig a while back for at least their apartment, though he was still Dr. Buffy Burns everywhere else, settling for a haphazard series of berets to keep his actual hair out of his eyes as he worked. There was a sense of focus to it. Relaxed. Meditative. Trying to get the beak just right, maybe. Or sketching a particular wing. Is there any other place you'd rather be? Sam asked. Bucky stopped, Redwing scratching a wing as Bucky turned his gaze to Sam. What do you mean? Asked Bucky, and suddenly it almost felt like too much attention. Because this wasn't mild-mannered Buffy Burns, Ph.D., giving Sam his attention. It was Bucky Barnes, one of the most infamous people no one knew. Sam felt more nervous than he ever had with Bucky, but he continued. You could be anywhere, but you choose middle-of-nowhere Delacroix, Louisiana, said Sam. Big city man like yourself must be out of your mind bored here. Bucky put down his sketchbook, rolling down to sit next to Sam. How could I be bored when you're here? Asked Bucky. Sam, feeling the intensity of Bucky's stare. How could I be tired of any of this? If everywhere we walk, there's a story about you. About you climbing the highest tree in the park. About you sticking up for Layla Taylor on the playground. About you being so bad at fishing that a fish somehow caught you in a net. Sam laughed, some of the rawness showing in the laugh, a little wet. Sam feeling tears prickling. That wasn't my fault, said Sam. That snapper had it in for me. Sam felt Bucky's hand on his face, wiping away a few spare tears. See? Said Bucky, grinning. Most interesting place in the world is right here. You make it interesting. It felt like Bucky was going to do something. Kiss him, maybe? Sam didn't know, but he didn't. He just held Sam's face for another moment, before moving back to the couch and continuing his sketch of Redwing. I can't believe it's time already, said Sam, a little sad. I knew it was going to happen, but still. He knew it was the right thing to do. Redwing was only supposed to be with them temporarily, but still, it was hard to have this one last cuddle before bringing her back to the rescue that was going to integrate her back into the wild. I'm going to miss her too, said Bucky, getting all of Redwing's things packed. But that doesn't mean you can't come over as they transition her into the park. See her a few more times? True, said Sam, still cuddling with Redwing. Just wanting this for a few more minutes longer. But that doesn't mean I won't miss my daily cuddles from her. You'll get cuddles from Alpine and Figaro, said Bucky. I already get cuddles from Alpine and Figaro, said Sam, snorting. I could give you cuddles. It came out without a thought. Must have. Bucky was red. Like, maybe Sam should be worried red. I would like that, said Sam, kind of spiraling that he actually said that before Bucky turned even redder, but smiled. Small and light. Okay, said Bucky. Okay, said Sam. Sam wasn't sure when they got into bed. There had been a boil. Sam had tasked Buffy to bring a cake, and Buffy, in a panic, brought in a cookies and cream ice cream cake that people lovingly made fun of him for while eating. There were beers. A lot of beers. Sam and Buffy had blearily stumbled back home together, arms wrapped around each other as they wandered past the mewing kittens of their apartment. Sam remembered the cats wanting attention. Sam stumbled to the ground to hold the two of them in his arms for a bit, Bucky helping Sam back up to get him to bed, and Sam pulling Bucky into bed along with him. Nothing had happened. Sam was sure of that. But still, cuddled up, Sam curled all around Bucky, legs and arms holding the guy in place, Sam froze. Wondered how he could disentangle himself from a guy who had started to become his friend. His best friend. His... No. Not more than friends. Sam didn't know how Bucky felt. But maybe... But Sam just ruined it by forcing the dude to cuddle all night. Bucky hadn't even gotten the opportunity to take off his jeans. That terrible blonde wig still half on the guy. His glasses definitely somewhere on the bed. And Sam was about to try and correct that. About to move his legs off the man first before Bucky grumbled, his arms putting Sam's legs back where they were. Don't wake up just yet, mumbled Bucky into Sam's chest, pulling Sam closer to him. You're always up too early. Stay. Sam couldn't find it in himself to leave Bucky. Not after how Bucky's voice sounded, all mourning and gravelly. Sam settled in closer to Bucky, hearing happy sighs coming from the guy, Sam petting the man's hair absently. Everything was feeling too much. Sam trying to distract himself, but the words were spilling out of him. Used to spend mornings with Riley like this, said Sam, almost a whisper. Feeling his heartbeat race, wanting to run from all of this, but unable to, because Bucky asked him to stay. Just me, curled around him, messing with his hair, staying in late, Saturdays, Sundays, lazy weekends. Weekends cuddling. Sam felt Bucky's smile on his chest. Sam felt like he might have a heart attack. Tell me about it, said Bucky, turning his gaze up to Sam. Tell me about him. About you. Tell me everything. You don't want that, said Sam, broken, feeling like there was no escape from himself, from these feelings, when he knew he was allowed to be open, that people should want to love him, but his mind not listening. You don't want to know me. I'm just the first nice guy you've met since it happened. You're a duckling imprinting on me. Bucky held Sam tighter. I've met a lot of kind people since then, Sam, said Bucky. Remember the European tour? The only one I really want to know is you. Because I know Steve, said Sam, scoffing. Because it was easier to think of any reason other than himself. His brain telling him to claw his way out of this, while his body just wanted to be held forever. Stevie is... said Bucky, shrugging. He's something, but he's got nothing to do with this. With you, I mean. I know you know him. I know you agreed to find me, but that's not what makes you someone I want to know. One of these days, I'll get to know him. This new him and this new world in the future. But for now, I just want you. to know you, to be near you. Is that... am I allowed? Bucky looked at Sam like he mattered, like anyone would want to know him, like Sam's entire existence didn't feel like a walking death magnet, no matter what he did. Mom, Dad, T.T., Gideon, Riley? Sam tried to fight the rising panic in his chest. Everyone close to me dies, said Sam, shaking. You don't want me. Disease isn't your fault, said Bucky, as if he already knew. Accidents aren't either, and hey, Sarah, AJ, and Cass are still here. I watched him fall, though, said Sam, voice absolutely wrecked. Nothing I could do. I see it all the time. Every time I close my eyes, I don't know if I can give you what you want. I don't know if I can be who you want me to be. It wouldn't be fair. I'm not asking for anything you don't want to give me, said Bucky, patient. Too patient to be normal. Nobody should be okay with the broken pieces that made up Sam. With holding each other? With knowing you? With anything you're willing to give. And I'll always be okay with anything you're not. Boundaries should always be respected, after all. Sam clung to Bucky, just crying into Bucky's hair and that ridiculous half-wig on. Which was weird and awkward and should have made Bucky leave, but he didn't. He just held Sam close. Bucky? Bucky's room was cleared out. His handful of items were in his bag. He was waiting on the couch, petting Alpine and Figaro. Bucky stood up, turning to Sam. What is it? Asked Sam, grabbing Bucky's hands, holding them tight. Sam wasn't sure what his relationship with Bucky was. It was some nebulous thing between friends and more. It was making lunches for each other, going to each other's workspaces to pick each other up. Dr. Buffy Burns, coming to family events with Sam. He was holding each other every night as Sam told Bucky about his childhood, about a life riddled with death that always felt like Sam's fault, even if Sam knew full well it wasn't. Sam asked for too much. He wanted to fly. He fell in love with someone else who wanted to fly and watched Icarus fall. Sam was always too much, pouring his overflowing feelings on everything once he could, his brain fighting between whether it was healthy to open up or embarrassing and annoying that he was telling this man so much about himself. For the first time in a long while, Sam felt like he could trust someone, that he was allowed to open up. And now, Bucky was just leaving? It was only a matter of time that the U.S. government would get tips that the Winter Soldier might be hanging out around Delacroix, said Bucky, shrugging. I'm just glad that I got the time, that I could spend that with you. What about Alpine and Figaro? You're leaving our daughters high and dry? Said Sam, trying not to make this a thing because it wasn't like Bucky owed Sam anything. It wasn't as if they were anything. They hadn't even kissed yet. Bucky walked over to Sam, pulling Sam into a hug. This isn't goodbye, Bucky said after a while. It feels like it, said Sam, honestly. It's more of a see you later, said Bucky. That sounds like semantics, grumbled Sam. Bucky moved away just enough to see Sam crying, because Sam just had to have emotions that could make Bucky second guess if he wanted Sam. I need to lay low for a while, said Bucky, wiping Sam's tears from his face because it felt like the man always was doing that now. But I'll tell you when it's safe again, okay? I'll give you a signal, so you can find me. Sam looked up at Bucky. You sure you want me to find you? Asked Sam. Why wouldn't I? Said Bucky, smiling. You're the only person who I'd want to find me. Besides, who else is going to scare the crap out of me by waving at me from a distance? Sam laughed. Do you really have to go? asked Sam. As if they really could hide from the U.S. government forever in Delacroix. Bucky sketching his birds and Sam helping Sarah out on her boat. Bucky gave Sam a kiss. Sweet. Small. A second that stretched for days. Yeah, said Bucky, regretfully. But we'll meet again soon. I promise. Sam nodded, giving Bucky one last hug before he went. One last kiss. Watching Bucky go, sitting on the couch, his cats curling up around him. Finding that day had become night as he pet his cats in the apartment. That was only his now. Sam got a call. Hey, Sam, I know you're taking time off, but there's this mission in Lagos, and we could really use the help, said Steve. Sam laughed. What, no, hello, how's it going, been a while, just straight to the point? Asked Sam, already getting his gear ready because when Captain America called you, asked you to do something, you answered. You went. Sorry, I know. Can we leave the pleasantries for when we're on the Quinjet? Asked Steve. Like it hadn't been half a year since they'd talked. A silence that had suspiciously started once Bucky came to town. We're parking it near your apartment building. Sam could hear it. The sound of the Quinjet landing. The neighborhood kids rushing over to take pictures of it. Maybe a mission would be a good idea. He needed something to distract him from the loss of Bucky in his life. Why not start immediately with work? Sounds good to me, said Sam, texting Sarah to take care of Alpine and Figaro for him while he was on a mission, heading down to meet up with the others. The end.